a couple more hours of real inclusive conversation. You're listening to Bill Hayes on The Late Shift on News Talk 1010.
Hope you're having yourself a good night. It is 10:19. It is a Wednesday edition of The Late Shift. And as I mentioned earlier, there's a bit of a kerfuffle. I love that word, kerfuffle, going on up in Bala. Now, Bala is a place that I don't go to an awful lot, but I've been through it many times, been to the Key a lot. And the Key is actually very close to the falls in Bala. Of course, everything in Bala is close. I think of the bakery. They're all side by each, pretty much. It's a beautiful spot up in the Muskokas. And if you're not familiar, it's on 169, pretty much, 20 minutes north-northwest of Gravenhurst. And there's an issue going on, which you can find out about at SaveTheBalaFalls.com. Joining me now to speak about it is Mitchell Schneier. How are you, Mitchell?
Good evening, Bill.
Thank you for taking the time tonight. Listen, not an awful lot of people, I think, are really up to speed on what this is all about. It's not really about saving the falls as much as saving a part of it, right?
We have a lot of concerns about the proposed hydroelectric generating station that's been proposed to be right beside the Bala Falls and to take most of the water from it. And one of the concerns is that it would remove a portage that's been there forever.
So are you a longtime cottager in that area?
That's right. We have a family cottage near there, and every time we go up, you always walk and take a look at the falls.
Oh, yeah. You can't help it. I mean, it's a beautiful little town, and it's very well known in the neighborhood. I mean, I can remember as a kid going up to the Key and seeing some great concerts, and I know stuff still goes on around there an awful lot. And it is a draw. Let's face it. People are always in the water there. You can't help but see people having fun. Is the concern here that with this hydroelectric project that they're looking at doing, it might even stop the falls, or is it just a partial change of it? What are you looking at?
94% of the water would go through the generating station, and what we say is that nobody's going to come to Bala to see the dry rocks where the falls used to be.
You know, 94%. Okay, well, now why is that? This has been going on for quite some time. First, tell me why it is that they have to put it there, because there was one there many years ago, correct?
That's right. Up until about 1972, there was a very small generating station there, but what's now being proposed would be 14 times the capacity of that, and water is money. So they want all the water to go through the generating station, because any that doesn't is profit lost to the developer.
How broad an area would this service if they were to put that in?
They've proposed a station that would have a capacity of something like 4 megawatts, and it would end up providing power for a few thousand homes, potentially.
That's it?
Yeah.
That seems to me to be almost ludicrous, considering, as I'm sure you would agree, the falls is one of the real, if you'll pardon the pun, keys to Bala. It really is a place that brings people in, and it is a town that is obviously, it's all about the summertime and people cottaging and visiting and tourism. Are they not aware of that impact it might have?
We've had that concern from the very beginning, and the generating station would have to be right at the falls, and it would have to take all the water from the falls. And so far, after 9 years, they've been pursuing this, and we still don't even have a sketch of what this thing might look like. And they're going back on a lot of promises they made. This developer had promised it wouldn't rise above the level of the road, it would only rise 5 feet above the ground, but all these things are wrong now. And it would be just right in your face.
Is there any way that anything can be detoured so that you could still have the benefit of the falls as well as the benefit of the hydro station?
Well, yeah, the generating station that used to be there left room for the portage to continue, was smaller so it wasn't as dangerous, was smaller so it wasn't as noticeable, but these guys are going for broke. It's like all or nothing, and they've said they won't compromise. They either get to do it their way or, well, you can try and fight it.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are we dealing strictly with the Ontario government on this? Are they the ones in charge of it? Because I can't imagine that this is something that the council in the area would want. So are they the big bad guys here?
The Ontario government wants more renewable energy, so
right.
They made this opportunity available, but it's a private developer that's actually pursuing this.
And is the private development that they're looking at putting in that general area, it's right there? Is it would it be full-time homes year-round, or are we talking about more cottages?
So where would the station itself go?
No, where would you're talking about a development. Where would the development be?
Well, the generating station itself would have to be right beside the fault.
No, I understand that, but you say it's a private developer. They want to develop an area. Where are they developing the area?
No, I'm sorry. The private developer would be the one that is building the generating station. The provincial government doesn't want to build hydroelectric or any kind of generating station. So that's why they have a hugely high subsidized rate that they would pay for wind power if you're a wind developer,
okay,
or water power if you're a water developer. And the deal is the government doesn't want to have the responsibility of building anything. So they say to developers, we'll make you a deal. We'll make some land available. We'll pay you 17 cents a kilowatt hour for electricity that you can generate, even though you and me pay only 10 cents a kilowatt hour at home for it. The developer would get up to 17 cents a kilowatt hour for the power. And so the developer shows up and says, okay, we'll figure out how to fund it. We'll figure out how to build it. And the government just has to pay for the power. They don't have to pay any money up front to develop it or to operate it. The private developer does that.
It sounds very confusing. Mitchell Snyder is with us. How big is your group that's trying to put the kibosh on this?
Well, we're a community group. It's a very complicated, as you say, technical proposal. And Save the Battle Falls is acting as a conduit for feedback from the community to the government and to explain what the developer and the government is saying to the community. And that's what's on our website.
Have you been able to put forward any alternate ideas that might be amenable to them?
We've asked, could you make it smaller? Could you build it in a slightly different location? Because there's other opportunities in the area, and the developer is not flexible.
I'm guessing by the fact that this has been going on for 9 years, that the government it's been the same government, more or less. They're certainly not cramming this down anybody's throat. What's taking so long?
Because a lot of it has been the developer, the proponent. They didn't even put forward their first plan until 2008 or 2009, but we've been asking questions from the beginning. We've just been asking, would this proposed generating station be safe? Would it be beautiful as the area is? And would there be enough water over the falls to continue to draw people to Bala? And they just won't give us answers, so we just keep on pursuing them at every angle and at every approval, trying to get answers to our questions. And this causes delay, or they go back and they've changed their mind 3 times on what it is they'd like to build, and each time it's delay. So that's where we are.
Again, it sounds even more confusing because of that. What's your timetable on this then, Mitchell? I mean, or what's their timetable? Is there a point when they're actually going to be putting shovels in the ground? I mean, it sounds as if this is still, if they don't even have diagrams to show you, it sounds like it's still years away.
They have apparently finally submitted some drawings to the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources, but we're not allowed to see those. They still have some really major approvals required. Transport Canada has to provide an approval. Ministry of Natural Resources has to provide an approval. Both the Township of Muskoka Lakes has to provide an approval, as does the district. So there's a lot more approvals, and we bring up our concerns at each level of government, and we're still trying to get our concerns answered.
If it comes to that, is there any legal recourse you can go to? Can you take this to court?
That has been happening. The Township of Muskoka Lakes, the local municipality, did initiate something called a judicial review, where they actually take the provincial government, the Ministry of Natural Resources, to court. And that happened last summer. It did not go well for us, but we feel that, or the township felt, that there were many issues missed. So they asked for an appeal, and in fact, the appeal was just finally heard on Monday earlier this week, and we're in the township, and everybody is waiting for the decision from that.
And is there a concern that if that goes against you, that this might actually happen a lot quicker than you'd like?
There's many concerns we still have, and we're voicing those to Transport Canada and to the township and to the Ministry of Natural Resources, and there's other avenues that we're pursuing to make sure that the public's concerns get heard. These are important issues, not just for Bala, but for all of Ontario. The government can just block any portage they feel like it because they want to let a private developer go ahead and make profit. That's a concern. Public land should be for the public, not for a private developer's benefit.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. What I'm absolutely flummoxed by is how long this process has taken and the fact that it's still confusing as to, you know, where it's going and when it may end.
Well, in fact, I think I just heard you mention something about St. Catharines. And there's a station there that has been in the works for 12 years. These things often take years. It's a complicated, messy process with environmental assessments and public consultation, and it takes a long time. It's a bad process. It's adversarial. It's expensive. Somebody's wasting a whole lot of time or money here because we've been battling the government and the proponent for 9 years, and it's going to continue.
What would you say to somebody, and we're going to open up the phones to this and see if we get much reaction on it, but what would you say to somebody who would suggest, I don't really care about this, this is all about a bunch of rich people up in cottage country?
If you come up to Bala and take a look, what you'll see is the falls are for everybody. There are busloads of tourists that come there. There are people that you can just tell they don't have a cottage. They drove up because they know anybody can drive up to Bala, and for free, you don't need a ticket, you don't need to line up, you don't have to pay anything. You can go fishing. There, it's a natural, unique falls that's accessible. There's washrooms, there's a park, there's park benches, there's parking lots. Anybody can come up and enjoy it for free, and they do.
Oh, hey, listen, I've been there. I know, and I'm with you. I absolutely agree, but I know there will be someone who would suggest otherwise. I really appreciate you taking the time. Best of luck. Put up the good fight, because when I think of Bala, well, I think of the Key, but I also think of the bakery, and I also think of the falls, and it wouldn't be the same without it. I mean, I kid a little bit about it, but it's a great part of that area, and I hope it continues. Thanks very much. Good luck.
Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for your interest.
All right. Mitchell Schneier from, as he said, the area in Bala. It's an interesting situation. If you've been up there, he's right. It really is a destination for people, and they aren't necessarily all cottagers. Shad, you got something you want to say about it? Shad, you're on News Talk 1010.
I wanted to bring up, I guess it was touched upon, that it does seem to have to be some environmental assessments that are done, and in doing so, it probably bring to light that you're hindering some of the natural elements that are, part of the area, and it would deem the project not feasible.
Well, let's hope. One of the things that, again, it was really interesting from what Mitchell was saying was the assessments that they're going through, the bunch of different ones, but the fact that these things take so bloody long. I mean, it really is a shame. I'm biased here.
How does it work? Is this Crown land that the developer just comes and says, "Hey, I want to"?
It sounds like it is. The developer is getting the get go or getting the go ahead from the Ontario government. I guess it's the environmental. I have it on the website. I was looking at it earlier. Glenn Murray was the environment minister that was in charge of this, and the fact of the matter is that. That they're not getting any answers. The frustration and the fact that it's been going on for so long is really a concern. Have you been up there, Shad?
No, I haven't.
Well, you got to go. It's a beautiful part of the country. And, you know, what we just heard from Mitchell is true. You don't have to be a cottager. You can go up there. You can spend the day there. It's a fabulous place to spend an afternoon in the summertime. It's a great little town, too. So, you just hope that kind of stuff is taken into consideration when these decisions are made. And the sad fact is, it doesn't appear to be the case.
Well, I wish them all the best. I'll be visiting the website.
Okay, it's Save the Bala Falls at BALAFalls.com. Thanks an awful lot, Shad. We'll take a break, 10:32.
It's a couple more hours of real inclusive conversation. You're listening to Bill Hayes on The Late Shift on News Talk 1010.
I want to say thank you to Mitchell Schneier for his time. The Ministry of Natural Resources is the group that's involved in this, and I just want to make sure that that's clear so you know who to complain to. Got a text at 71010, environmental assessment, somebody should question what these people do. It smells like one big boondoggle to me. Well, what it does is it takes forever. And in this particular case, you could argue about the need for more hydroelectric power. I guess there's some need for that, but boy, there's got to be some way to save something that is such a draw. And aesthetically, it's great. I often wonder if sometimes people don't really think. They get too close to an issue and don't really give it the old, what's really going to happen if we do blank. And in this particular case, that seems to be what's going on with the Ministry of Natural Resources and the developer, who clearly is having some issues as well.